You think I'm selfish?
I'm so selfish.
We're all a little selfish.
Well, this is selfish behavior.
Holy fucking shit. We're back.
Not really.
What do you mean not really? I'm here with you right now.
We're back. New, improved, elevated.
New and improved, baby. Selfish behavior.
We're elevated.
We are. We're bougier than last time.
People could hear us. Yeah, we said, fuck you guys. We're going to get a studio and do this shit right.
Jake's house wasn't cutting it as far as the studio space is concerned. You've got roommates now. We're going to do an update. Don't worry. We're going to update everybody. But you know what? We're back, bitches, and better than ever.
Let's dive in.
We're diving in. So I feel like we need to talk a little bit about why we abandoned our audience.
Let's talk about how everybody abandoned everybody.
That's true. But like, we had a good thing going. And I think it was last June. All of a sudden, selfish behavior was gone. And you didn't want to know the funny thing? On iTunes, quite a few of our listeners went back and deleted or made it a 1-star, all their 5-star reviews. And they're like, this is a dead podcast. Well, you know what? We're motherfucking rejuvenated. What is it called?
Rejuvenated?
What is it called? Reincarnated.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we are.
By the way, just in case you forgot, my name is Chelsea.
And I am Jake.
And we're back here on the mic for Selfish Behavior. It's been a long time.
It really has. I have a fucking beard now.
Yeah, Jake, you look completely different.
I know. I look like the brawny guy right now.
You really do. I am going to look a lot different once I lose my quarantine weight, which I'm actively trying to do that right now. You do look good with the beard. Gotta give it to you. I like it.
It's like give and take. A lot of people don't. A lot of people do.
You gotta do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
We don't live life for other people.
I really look at myself and I'm like, I gotta shave this shit off.
No, I don't think you should.
Okay, cool.
Listen, I think we need to give our listeners a little insight into what happened, what we've been up to.
Well, I'll go first because you have the coolest life now.
Well, stop. I want you to definitely start. So tell us what's been going on. Why? What's your side of the story? Why did you stop reaching out to me to record the podcast? I'll admit
honestly, mine. I think it's just because we live so far away from each other now.
Yeah.
And, you know, work's been, it's fucking work. But I'm a dog dad of two now.
That's right. You didn't have Buddy when we last recorded. Tell them about Buddy.
Buddy is a wild child from a tire shop and off of Craigslist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like most of the men that I fuck.
Oh, yeah?
Just kidding.
Gorgeous golden retrievers.
They are. There's some golden traits about them for sure, but.
But yeah, no, he's a golden retriever and he's like a year and a half. And I still have Winston, who is 10, who's polar opposite.
Yeah, Winston's having a little bit of a rough time.
And I upgraded the whip to a 2021 Tacoma.
It is a big blue truck, like blue balls as
like
a truck.
The song, Blue Tacoma.
Oh, I've never heard that song.
It's a country song.
I don't like country music.
Well, guess what? We live in the South, baby.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely, a lot of people tell me that I belong up North, which I totally agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else is new? Okay, work is hard. You've got a new dog. How's the sex game been? How's the dating been?
Honestly, sex game, I've been more focused on the grind game.
You've been fucking.
Yeah, I have.
What's the hottest fuck you've had since we last talked?
Can't really talk about that.
What do you mean?
Why?
The Selfish Behavior Podcast is all about us talking about fucking.
People need to elevate their game.
Oh, so you're saying the chicks you've been with have not been anything to talk about.
Trust me, you know the last one.
That's true. I do know the last girl that Jake fucked. I won't admit any personal details. It's a funny story.
I guess the two dogs and the new truck and the house, everybody's just like, I'm going to be born because you're going to wife me. I'm like, no. Oh,
that is actually kind of a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that lives in an apartment.
Oh my God, I didn't think about, like, that's right? Actually legit.
They're just like, okay, let's just cuddle. And I'll have boring ass sex with you.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's my literal hell.
Yeah. But how's apartment life living for you?
You know, you were at my place the other day. My place is a fucking nightmare per usual. Just like my life. It's cluttered in and out of my house. But I'm okay with it. I thrive in mess.
Your mess is all, I guess, sponsorship shit.
I mean.
Must be nice getting free stuff.
All right. Listen, everybody. So here's my side of the story. When Jake and I last recorded episode 10 of Selfish Behavior, like the next day, a man formerly known as Luke dumped my ass hardcore.
And I think that's the main reason why.
It's one of the many reasons why.
She went into the quarantine hole and just wanted to cry her eyes out.
No, I actually shed no tears on that man. You want to know what I did the damn night we broke up?
Yeah, you texted me.
I texted you, and then I hit up every fucking penis that I had sucked from basically 2019 all the way through June 2020.
That's correct. I was not in that list.
No, yeah.
We're friends. That's why you hit me up.
Jake is not like that. If you've listened to our podcast before, you know that this is a completely platonic thing. But anyway, Jake, Luke dumped me. He said I was too intense for him. You know what? Fuck him. It's all good. I moved on. I was a slut the rest of the year. And then probably like a month after Luke and I broke up, I got on my phone and I was like, you know what? People keep talking about TikTok. I'm going to see what it's all about.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, 7 months later, yeah, it's been crazy. I kind of
100K.
I have almost 100,000 followers on TikTok since we last recorded.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And doing lives on there is fun.
Yeah, Jake's been on live with me a couple times.
Can't do mine because I'm not at 1,000 yet.
He'll get there. You know, for me, my account, you know, if you listen to the podcast, which I'm obviously like, you're here now, I'm glad you are. You guys know about me. I'm very raw and authentic. I have no filter. TikTok kind of became that platform for me since I didn't have the podcast anymore. But then TikTok fucking censors the shit out of you.
Really?
And it's annoying. Like, I can get videos taken down. I feel like if I just blow my air the wrong way up someone's ass, and it can just get taken down for community guidelines like that.
Oh, shit.
It's fucking annoying. But as Jake alluded to, yeah, like, I'm a little bit of a TikToker now. Yeah. Sponsorships, I get a little bit of money, a little bit of clout, a lot of people knowing my business, a lot of men not wanting anything to do with me because they're afraid I'm going to talk about them on there, which is fucking true. Something on TikTok that a lot of people are talking about right now.
What is it?
Is men and women being friends.
It's on TikTok like that?
Oh, literally, I'm seeing so many videos on my For You page, FYP, about this topic. Really? Men and women being best friends that aren't dating, but one of them, maybe even both of them, are dating somebody else.
Okay.
So I have some interesting perspective and stories on this.
I got kind of similar stuff. Not really, but we'll dive into it.
All I want, Jake, is for you to be honest.
I'm always honest.
Well, now that people can hear us crystal clear, we got to make sure we're shooting the shit straight directly to their ears. Here's my opinion. The big thing with women, and that's the beauty of this podcast, is we've got Jake over here with the male perspective.
Looking like the brawny guy.
Chelsea Lance over here, the slutty TikTok person that has the female perspective. But the interesting thing is Jake and I kind of have a lot of, like, Jake does have some feminine traits as far as, like, your opinions.
Okay.
I have some masculine traits.
Very intrigued on knowing more about my feminine.
You know what I mean?
Characteristics.
Like, Jake tries to be all sweet, and like I definitely have a little bit of a rougher edge around me.
I don't try to be sweet. I just am.
So the interesting thing is, I actually have quite a bit of experience with men.
We all know you have experience.
There was a second part of that sentence, but thank you. I have a lot of experience with men that have female friends when they're dating me. And it's really I have a lot of fucking opinions about it. But I would like to let you start the conversation since I'm hosting.
It's honestly weird because ever since I moved into this house, my best friend is a female.
Yeah, I have not met her yet, but I've heard about her.
Yeah.
What's the makeup and nickname for her?
Addie.
Addie, I like that.
What up, Addie?
Baddie, I know you're Addie.
Listening.
Addie the baddie.
Addie the baddie.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant.
All right, Addie the baddie.
Addie the baddie. Tell us a little bit about Addie the baddie and your relationship as friends with her and how it's kind of impacted the women that you've had in your life, even though they're bad in bed.
For starters, I moved into my house, moved on the other side of the town, and COVID, and was kind of like, everybody at the beginning was like, what the fuck is going on? Depressed kind of thing. Not really serious depressed, but more lonely.
Oh, I've been serious depressed.
So I was with my ex majority at the beginning of COVID.
Yes, we all know.
On and off. And so Addie was in my life. And obviously my ex did not like that at all. And every fucking time my ex would come over, what did you and Addie do? Oh, I don't believe you. Then why the fuck did you ask?
Yikes. Well, your ex had some trust and control and possessiveness issues anyway.
That was a year and a half of fucking concockery. I don't even know if that's
concockery.
A word. Concockery.
I just heard cock.
I know you did.
So you've had Addie in your life when I've known you. So let's just say
The baddie with the fatty.
Shit. Okay. Oh, shit. Well, speaking of fatties, I know that men like to look and appreciate big fat jugs or a big fat ass.
You're not wrong.
With her being a friend, a female friend in your life, you're not dating anybody right now. So we're going to answer the question two different ways. You're single.
I'm smiling because I know exactly what you're about to ask.
Yeah, Jake is fucking beet red. How often do you think about Addy the Baddie's fat, fucking juicy, luscious, peachy asshole?
Asshole.
Maybe not the hole, but the ass part.
Honestly, at the beginning, yeah, it was nice to look at.
The beginning when you were with your ex?
I mean, no, like, she's new into my life.
Okay.
But now I just see her as a friend.
But when if she's wearing, like, leggings or, like... Oh,
I told her, because on TikTok, I saw the white yoga pants.
Yeah, I bought them in black.
She bought it right away.
Yeah.
She's like, how do you like them?
So she asked you. I don't really have many guy friends that I don't fuck. You're probably one of the few.
Yeah.
That I don't fuck. Like, I can think of... Two other guys.
I'm just going to speed this conversation up. Yes, there's been drunk hookups.
So wait, okay. Whoa. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most of the guys that I know that have friends that are women don't hook up with them, or at least they don't admit to it.
We're on a sex podcast. I kind of have to open up about it.
No, I'm glad you're being honest. For me.
You asked me to be honest. Addie's going to hate me.
Okay, Addie, honey, you'll be fine. You're definitely
my ex is definitely gonna hate me.
Your ex is fucking psycho, and if she's listening, get the fuck out. I wish I could block people from listening. Regardless, my guy friends that I'm, you know, just friends with, we've never fucked. So you and Addy have had some shit go on.
Yeah, and for the longest time, I was trying to keep it that friend that I didn't fuck, because let's be real, it's hard.
And it was alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, it was alcohol. Nice.
Oh man.
And COVID.
How many, okay, you know more men. Well, I know more men in a sexual way than you do, but you know more men in general than I do. Let's just give it a rough percentage. It doesn't have to be exact. Out of all the men that you are friends with in your life that have female friends, what percentage of them would you say have fucked one of their friends?
I mean, that's such a fucking hard question to answer. A lot of my friends don't have girlfriends.
Yeah, and like, we'll talk about why, yeah. But the ones that do you know any of your guy friends that have fucked their female friends?
Yeah. I would say probably the ones that have them, probably 80%.
Whoa, shit. See, for me, it's 0% of the men in my life that I've had sex with my guy friends. But that's just me. You know, for me, it's like, if I'm into you in a physical way, I'm going to fuck you. Like, yeah. There's nothing holding me back. With my guy friends, no offense to them, because I know one of them listens, I just am not physically into them to want to have sex with them. And that's the thing. I feel like women, and I can only speak for my gender, myself, I feel like women are able to disassociate sexual or romantic even feelings from their male friends. But I think it's harder for men to disassociate the sexual interest in their female friends.
Because you guys throw it in our face, even... If it's in the front or the back, you throw it in our face.
Well, what do you mean by that? Like, throw it in our face, does that mean if I'm wearing, you know, the TikTok, the white ass, you can literally can see the cheeks dangling through.
Yeah, and it's just flaunted around.
And it has the ass crack elastic that goes up the snatch, which I love personally. I have the black version of those TikTok leggings.
Yeah, but wear the guy pants that make the bulge look better.
Those are called gray sweatpants, honey.
No, those are just sweatpants.
Your friend wears the white TikTok leggings in front of you. The little elastic up the snatch, whatever. You're trying to tell me that just because she wears those, she's flaunting it in front of you?
I mean...
Or you're saying it's hard to ignore it.
It's hard to ignore it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm speechless.
Do you think Addy the Baddie with the fatty... is interested in you romantically, and this is under the guise of a
100%.
Friendship. Really?
Yeah.
So what's stopping you from dating her?
I want the friendship.
Yikes. You know,
she's honestly my best friend. We hang out almost every day.
So you don't want to ruin it.
What if something went bad?
Yeah.
Which it has in my whole entire existence.
I feel like everybody's really bad at dating until they're not, you know?
Yeah. I mean, she's a great friend to have.
Would you date her?
Would I date her? No.
And so for me, my reaction to that is like, I feel bad for her, because have you been honest with her? Like, have you guys had a conversation like that?
We're honest.
So she must like you enough as a friend to stick around knowing you're not going to be romantically interested, or that you'll fuck her when you get drunk and horny.
Why do you gotta make it sound like it's bad? Because it's not me that comes on.
Oh, you're saying she's the one that comes on to you. Oh man, Addie, you're a bad bitch. I like it, but I'm just scared for her if she really does genuinely like you. I try not to like use sex as a way to get guys to stay with me. If anything, I use sex as like,
I'm not saying that that's what she does.
Oh
yeah. No, I just feel like when she's drunk, she's more like wanting it. And then I'm just like,
she's more honest when she's drinking.
Yeah. And I'm more of like, okay, I can't fuck this up, even though I want to.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to ruin it.
That's admirable of you.
Right.
So here's my question.
Who am I? I have fucking two dogs, a house.
Everybody, this is like the model citizen, like the perfect little Ken doll next to me.
She said it, not me.
So I personally think that I'm capable of having male friends and having a boyfriend at the same time if I wanted monogamy. Now
let's reverse it. Have you ever became friends with someone that you fucked first?
Yeah, I have, but we still would fuck.
Okay. But how long has that relationship stayed?
I mean, I have one of my partners that I, you know, and something that the podcast really.
But you constantly keep fucking them.
Oh yeah. On TikTok, I talk a lot about my rotation, which really we didn't get into much when we recorded the last series because I was dating Luke.
Everybody thinks I'm part of that.
No, God, Jake is absolutely, he doesn't have a nickname. He's not special. But one of my partners, and now I get to introduce selfish behavior to the nicknames of my men that I've talked about on TikTok for 7 months now. But one of my partners, who we call Mr. OG, he's my first ever like long-term rotation partner.
Just go off and just say the list.
Yeah. So we've got, there's a lot of cast of characters.
How much time do we have here?
Well, let's see. Mr. OG is my like original. I'm going to talk about him in a second. Cause I would say he and I are probably the closest friends out of anybody that I hook up with. Mr. Outdoorsy is one that I've had for probably about 2 years almost now. And we're more like fuck buddies, but we do go on dates and stuff. We have a connection more than just fucking. They're all Mr. Something. Mm-hmm. Do you see the pattern?
They're just misters.
Like Mr. Big from Sex and the City, Mr. This, Mr. That.
I am totally blind of that reference.
And you see Jake has no Mr. nickname because he's not in the rotation. But back to Mr. OG. You asked the question, have you had any guys you've fucked that you've become friends with that you still fuck? Yeah, Mr. OG is a great example of that. He and I have a great friendship and we don't want to date. Like, we've made that painfully clear. I know he fucks other girls. He knows I fuck other men.
Mm-hmm.
We always go back to each other because we have that friendship. Like, I could see myself, I mean, this never has happened, but I could see myself going to hang out with him and just smoking a blunt and chilling, but we're always going to fuck because I want that D.
Mr. OG.
Yeah.
And you fuck, but you can't see a future?
No.
Why entertain yourself with something that you know it's not going to go?
Because we have a good time together. We enjoy each other's energy. He and I have been in each other's lives for 4 years. He gives me really good weed every time we hook up. Like, he's a dealer, and every time we fuck, he sends me with like an ounce, literally.
Does that make you a prostitute?
A little bit, but it's fine. A weed prostitute, I'm okay with it. Literally, he and I have no interest. We're not compatible in a romantic sense. Bedroom wise, we're compatible. Friendship wise, we're compatible. Why would I try to fit a square peg into a little tight little round hole?
But why entertain yourself trying to squeeze that in when it's never gonna fit?
Because his dick feels good and we enjoy hanging out.
All right. Okay.
That's the way it is.
All right. Well, I guess it wasn't really deep.
Let's get a little deeper. To mind
fuck you with that one.
Well, you didn't. Let's get a little deeper with me, Jake.
Maybe people know, but you tend to get a little possessive and what's the right word?
Jealous, controlling, manipulative.
I was gonna say controlling
psycho.
First, but yeah. So
when I'm dating someone,
yeah.
Disclaimer.
Okay, so when you have dated someone.
The few times that's happened.
A few times. Let's hear the few stories though.
Yeah.
How did you react when they hung out?
With like female friends?
No, with another dick. Of course, a female friend.
I actually have a little, I'm going to have to like spark notes it because you know I won't shut up, but I do have a story. So not Luke, but the partner, the ex-boyfriend I had before that came into the relationship with two female friends.
Mm-hmm.
He had fucked one of them, he told me, And then the other one, I just have a very like intuitive vibe about me. And I felt some shit about this girl. And so they came into town to go to the fucking Renaissance Festival. Oh no God, offense.
I know how this ends. I think I know how this ends.
Yeah, no offense to anybody that likes the Renaissance Festival, but that was like...
What, you don't like a chicken wing?
Turkey leg, honey.
Oh, my bad.
And the girls were friends, which was interesting. The two girls were friends with my ex. It was like a whole little orgy of friends. They came to Charlotte to go to the Renaissance Festival with mm-hmm. him. For some reason, I think I may have had a wedding that weekend or something, but he didn't introduce me to them. And we were pretty new, but relatively serious. And I was the only girl he knew in Charlotte, like the only person he knew in Charlotte because he had just moved. Long story short, they stayed in his apartment and they like, one of them I think slept in his bed or something. I don't know. There was some issue with that. I've blocked a lot of this out.
That would give me issues.
Well, and the thing was, I was like, try not to be psycho about
was
it.
Was he in the bed too?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like I didn't ask because I was so paranoid about knowing the truth.
And then when they say, oh, I was on the couch. Were you really on the couch?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't trust him fully, I guess.
Yeah.
But what ended up happening was I got a vibe that the second girl, not the one he fucked, but the one that he didn't fuck, that he had had a crush on her previously. I just had a feeling from the way he talked about her. And then this whole like Renaissance Festival thing. And he never like set up a time for us to meet, you know. And then all of a sudden he goes to a wedding. I can't go because I was formerly a wedding planner, believe it or not. I had my own client's wedding one weekend. He went up to, I think it was like Virginia, to go to a friend's wedding that the girl was also at. And I knew something happened. I just felt it in my gut. Like something.
It's a pretty far way to go just for a wedding.
Well, and she was in the wedding, but something happened at that wedding. Either she told him like, Chelsea's not good for you, or they hooked up or something. He ended up breaking up with me.
Probably going to go with the hookup part. It's a wedding.
I think both. I think it's all a wedding. I think it's all true. But on the way back to Charlotte, he called me and broke up with me. He told me, I'm going to break up with you when I get back to Charlotte. I'm like, you're 4 hours away.
Are they dating?
And now they're dating.
Oh, fucking bitch.
And I know that if, by God, my ex is listening or this girl, I know that because on my fake Facebook, I found her Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Because he blocked me on every fucking platform.
Fake book.
Yeah, the fake book.
Facebook.
On my fake book, I found her and they're dating. And I'm like, wow, I knew it. I knew that that bitch was into him. And I knew he was into her.
Yeah.
And I tried so fucking hard not to let it affect me and affect our relationship. And I just knew it.
Yeah.
I feel like women have a gut feeling a lot of the time. It's not always right.
No, I got stories to tell you.
All right. Well, let's get me a little deep in you. That's fucking weird. I don't know how I feel about what I just said, but just go with it.
Okay.
What's your situation?
I'm mind fucked about you getting deep in me. What is happening?
Deep and wide. Here we go, Jake. Tell me a little bit about your situation with friends.
I guess I keep loving to talk about my ex.
I love it, you know?
So she, I would say probably until like the end of the relationship, she only had guy friends.
That's right. And I remember you telling me she didn't like girls. Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh no, I've known this guy for so long. It's just a friendship. I was like, okay, but I'm calling it.
She hated me, by the way.
Oh, she hated everybody.
But she like met me a couple times and specifically hated me. I could just feel
it. She hated any female.
That was in your
life.
That's
why she didn't know in her life either. They were just like too catty for her.
Okay.
Yet now she has like all these girlfriends because I introduced the like two of her friends are my old friends.
Ew.
They used to be my friends, but now, yeah.
That's gross. How that works. Anyway, back to the thing about your ex.
She has all these guy friends growing up. Oh yeah, they don't like me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, they love you. Don't just shut up. You know I'm right.
What do you mean they love you?
She's like they're obsessed with her. They would come all the way from Georgia.
Sexually, romantically, spiritually, emotionally, let's get a little bit
more. I wanted to marry you and date you kind of.
So they were romantically interested in her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this one douchebag came up and slept on her couch.
It's always the fucking couch.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't trust that shit. But anyway, at the end of his visit, he goes, before I leave, I just want to tell you that I'm in love with you.
Ooh.
And I said, ha, fuck you. I told you, right? What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really don't think it's possible, but I mean,
you're saying you don't think it's possible for male and female people to be
without having once in their life an experience of a romance, a physical or some kind of attraction.
My perspective is I don't think that men and women can be friends platonically and have a partner because one of the two, one, it might not be both. One of the two is feeling something underneath.
Yeah.
Is my opinion.
And if anything, it's going to jeopardize the relationship.
Yeah, it always does. I mean,
that other person is always going to be jealous.
Is there any advice, healthy advice we can give our listeners about navigating? Like, okay, let's talk to a woman. She has a boyfriend that has a female friend and he insists like he's trustworthy enough for her to believe that there's nothing going on. Like,
yeah,
what would you recommend?
In your fucking 20s or 30s.
Well, I'm just saying, like, what would you recommend to that woman? Like, I would probably tell her to try to hang out with the girlfriend as much as you can. Maybe even try one-on-one with her to kind of...
That's such an awkward introduction.
I don't necessarily think it has to be.
I'm just trying to hang out with you because I don't like the fact that you hang out with him.
No, I mean it like, hey, I am really happy that you're close with Jake. I think that's awesome. I'm just going to pretend I'm talking to Addie the baddie with the fatty. Like, hey, Addie, I know that you and Jake are friends. That's awesome. You know, now I'm a part of Jake's life in a different way, and it would really mean a lot to me if we could spend some time together. Maybe like one time before Jake has a party, we can go get a drink before. You know what I mean?
True. I mean, I feel like introduce yourself into a group setting first.
Yeah, group first and then take it to like a one-on-one.
Yeah, just don't be like, hey, girl, you want to get a drink? You know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
Meet at a house party, common function, you know?
Let's all do brunch.
I thought you were going to say, let's all do blow, and I'm like, hell yeah.
All right.
Okay. Chelsea's still a drug addict. Nothing has changed.
COVID really hit you hard.
Yeah, I've been hit hard by a lot of things these past six months.
God fucking damn it.
Last question for you, Jake, before I move on to something else. The sex with Addie the baddie.
Oh, God.
When y'all fucked.
Addie, turn this podcast off.
When you fucked for the first time, all the buildup of being friends, y'all were drunk apparently. It just happened. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's just say you had an idea in your mind of what it would have felt like or been like. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much better was it than you expected?
That's the thing. It wasn't.
Oh, God. Addie, honey, I got to give you some tips and pointers.
I mean, Addie, I love you to death.
Like, but
you're my homie forever. And, but no, I mean, come on, girl, stop being vanilla.
So she's vanilla. Addie, I want to tell you something, sweetie, like straight to your face, but you're not here. That's the reason why Jake doesn't want to date you, is because you're not good in the bedroom. Let's just be honest. I'll be the one that says it. If the sex was better, I bet y'all would be dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, and you know what? This is good that we're being honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's just hard because that's my best friend.
But listen.
Go best friend. That's my best friend.
She can be your best friend and she could be a not compatible sexual partner for you, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Like you said, to round out the conversation, the first thing you said was, I don't want to ruin my friendship with her. So is that a bad thing? I don't think so.
I mean, and definitely probably if that conversation came up, we could probably work on things.
Yeah. But you just didn't confront with
and
feedback.
And less aggressive.
You were less. What do you mean?
She's aggressive.
In what way?
Just like gripping, you know. It just.
Oh, you did tell me about her because I remember you told me about like
a hand job.
Addie, I'm sorry, baby. I just remember you telling me about a girl that like gorilla gripped your dick.
Yeah.
This is Addie. Oh, honey, I can give her some tips. Don't worry. I have definitely learned some things from your side about men and the way they look at their female friends. Like I said before, I've experienced it in the flesh with my ex. It's just nice to hear, you know, it was nice for you to admit that you fucked Addie because I didn't know that.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, it is what it is now. Honey, we're big time now. Selfish behavior. This is the 2.0. This is the next level. We're going to be, you've seen my TikTok, how fucking honest I am. I have no filter.
Yeah.
And now I can cuss on here. I can be disgusting even more than I already am.
And not get censored.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm so fucking shitting pussy.
You're literally shaking.
I'm shaking. I'm so excited to cuss. Okay, Jake, anything going on this weekend? So we're recording this on a Thursday, releasing it on a Tuesday. So basically this would have been last weekend, but do you have anything coming up this weekend on your sex or dating or any kind of thing fun or are you being a dad again? Boring old dad. Oh,
speaking of dads, I started a woodworking company.
That's true. Pipe it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's called Jacob Henry Customs. Yeah, Instagram coming soon. But I'm building a live edge table this weekend.
Oh, fun. But yeah. No fucking.
Friday and Sunday.
Who are you fucking on Friday and Sunday?
You'll have to tune in next time.
No, I want you to give me a little taste.
Again, it's not a guarantee.
Okay.
I never go into the whole entire experience knowing with a guarantee.
That's refreshing. Like
that. I don't know. If it happens, it happens.
Okay. Who is it? Do I know her?
No, you don't.
Is it a Bumble, Hinge, Tinder date?
Yeah.
You've already met her?
No.
Okay. But you have two different dates, or it's one girl two times? Two different girls. Okay. Well, that's what, honey, you know.
Then again, it might not even happen. These plans were made today.
So you've got a Friday date, which is for us is tomorrow. And then you have a Sunday date.
Yeah.
Two different girls. What kind of plans are we talking? The last time you told me you had plans with the girl, it was Netflix and chill.
Well, guess what? I'm a dad now.
So it's Netflix and chill for both of them?
Well, it's COVID, Netflix and chill.
Oh my God. I'm going out on dates.
Well, yeah, I get it. But I don't know. Honestly, I probably won't even do it.
Which one are you most excited to meet?
Friday
or Sunday?
Can I be real with you?
Neither.
I'm not even excited about it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You just want me to get your dick wet? You want to have a potential to get your dick wet.
It's not even that. It's just, I don't know. I'm lonely. COVID. Okay. I want someone just to chill with. That's why I don't expect anything from it.
Okay.
It's more like I'm on this side of town. I got two roommates that are never home. I mean, pay my mortgage. But it's just, I don't know. I just like hanging out, having someone there.
Okay. Well, glad you're using Bumble matches.
I know. This is so bad for the podcast. I'm turning into a grandpa.
Well, for me, I have a date tomorrow night with someone. Well,
someone's smiling.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about this date. Now,
what's this guy's name?
I don't have a nickname for him yet. We made a rule on TikTok on one of my lives that we don't give nicknames now until unless the second date. Worthy. Yeah, because I gave a couple boys nicknames that did not fucking deserve them.
Yeah.
This one, he's interesting. He just spent the entire Trump presidency living in Vietnam. He literally fled the country when Trump was elected.
So now we're getting political on this podcast.
A little. I mean, I'm just saying the truth. He came back. He's from Charlotte, I think, and he went to Chapel Hill.
How'd he get back with COVID?
That's a good question. I'll have to ask him tomorrow.
Did he get on a boat and just bro himself?
I'm
coming, Chelsea.
Oh, I hope he says that tomorrow night.
Which way? How is it?
I hope he's coming on me. I told him I liked cocktails, and he gave me a place that I
could say drinks, but of course you say cocktails.
I like cocktails. It's very posh, sophisticated.
And it has your favorite word in it.
One of my many favorite words. But basically, I was like, dude, I like cocktails. Let's think of a place. And he, not having lived here for the past 4 years, and if you don't know Charlotte, our city has changed quite a bit in the past 4 years.
Oh my God. What if he was here this whole entire time and was just like, ghosting you?
If he ghosts me, whatever.
What if he was in a relationship and said,
in Charlotte, he's lying about? No, yeah. He had literal pictures of Vietnam on his Instagram. But I'm excited. He smokes weed. He seems super chill. I'm into the vibes.
Now, does the weed come into play before or after the cocktail?
I'll probably get high before I get in the Uber, and then I'll probably smoke with him if he invites me.
Is that one of the conversations that you tell him beforehand?
Well, then I'm stoned when I'm coming into the date. Yeah. No, I usually smoke before dates.
Really?
I do a series, not to promo my own shit, but you promo Jacob Henry Designs. Custom Designs. I do a TikTok series called Questions for Myself, where I ask questions and leave space.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, maybe they haven't seen it, Jake.
Okay, you almost have 100,000 followers. They know.
And I like to interview myself. I ask myself questions that I answer when I get home from the date. And
fun.
It is fun. Those videos do well, but every time I film those videos before I get in the Uber, I'm high. I'm high all the time on TikTok, basically. Y'all, this has been great. Back on the mic with Jake.
It's been fun.
Chelsea, Lance, Jake.
Just relaxing, reclining in this chair.
We're in a nice-ass studio. Y'all please give us a review on iTunes because we need the help because all y'all went back on us and changed your rating. So if you had fun listening to this shit, this selfish behavior, give us 5 stars on iTunes. Follow us on Instagram. I'm Chelsea with the Y.Lance, LANCE. What's your handle, Jake?
Well, don't even worry about that. Just give them a like.
What is the real, what is it? The real Callie Jake? Yeah. That's TikTok. Jake needs more TikTok followers. So follow Jake on TikTok at The Real Callie Jake. Follow me on TikTok at Chelsea Lance, one word. Next week, I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about. Let's get horny next week, okay?
And my Instagram is CallieJake93.
At CallieJake93 for Jake. We just went super ADD with handles. I hope y'all can follow that. Y'all, this has been Selfish Behavior. I need to get fucked this weekend. Jake needs to get out of his grandpa phase. Next week, we're going to talk about some horny shit. I don't know what yet. Sign it off, Jake.
Peace.
Peace.
I don't know. It's been so long.
Bye.
See you guys.